Welcome to Business as a Magical Practice, where your business is the vehicle for your self-integration and soul evolution. My name is Sam Garcia, and I'm the founder of Dirty Alchemy Digital Marketing. And I'll be guiding you through how you can use your business as a spiritual practice and what magical businesses are doing to hit their goals and change the world. Together, we'll be relating the mystical to the world of business so that our work can unite spirit and matter, shadow and light, conscious and unconscious. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to Business as a Magical Practice. Today, I'm here with my dear friend and brilliant astrologer and coach, Robin Langford of Wicked Veracity, and we are talking about the magic of funnels today. I've not titled the episode, but we have so much goodness to come, and it is all in preparation for the upcoming free 8-day virtual workshop, Funnel in a Week, that's happening February 8th through 15th, if you guys want to join. But before that, I want to give away to everyone what funnels are, how to set them up, some examples of successful funnels, so you guys can start preparing and start thinking about what your funnel is going to be for Funnel in a Week. So hi, Robin.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing good. And I invited Robin on because, I mean, I love her. And also, I know from intimately knowing her business, I know that she has funnels working well in her business. So I wanted to chat about funnels. And we're going to both share funnels that are working in our business, like very granularly. What are the pages? What are the emails? What are the like stuff? So that'll be later on in the episode. But yeah. Here we are. Anything you want to start off with?
I'm excited. I love funnels. I think they're fantastic. I think they're fun. I think this is going to be a great conversation.
Why do you love funnels?
Why do I love funnels? Are you serious? Uh-huh. Like they're fun to build. Oh, come on now. I love systems.
I we both have that thing.
Yeah.
Give me a day where no one talks to me and I can just like be setting up a funnel.
Oh, so much fun. Like just getting all the pieces lined up so that they work perfectly together and there's no tech issues. And then you can just never think about it again is one of my favorite things.
I get you.
I have a funnel that's been making me money for 5 years and it's the exact same funnel.
I didn't know that. Is that the calendar?
It is.
5 years. Holy moly. I didn't know it's been like, I thought it was 3 years. That's awesome. Before we get into that, let's start with super basics, which is what is a funnel? And basically a funnel is a way for people to find you, to resonate with your work, to get more information and value from you so they know whether or not they want to work with you. Then it's a way for people to buy and buy again and keep working with you. So it's something that can be completely systematized and run without you after the setup. And like, of course, there's always tweaking and optimization involved. Or a funnel can be something that is incredibly hands-on. So you probably already have a funnel in your business. It just isn't intentional or optimized. So for example, that could be you posting on social media, promoting people to go to your link in bio and go sign up for a lead magnet you have or a online program you have. That's technically a funnel. It's just requiring a lot of work from you. What are some other examples?
Podcasts, definitely.
Yeah.
Or a YouTube channel. I see a lot of people that have YouTube channels that are sort of working as a funnel, like not always. They could be funnels.
Launches are funnels. They're just happening in real time and often requiring a lot of work from you because it goes through pretty much you can make a launch into a funnel, an evergreen funnel, and turn your launch into a funnel because it goes through all of those steps of usually before in a pre-launch period, you're promoting a webinar or a lead magnet to get more people onto your list. That can be the first part of your funnel. Then you're using that webinar or some emails as the conversion from someone who's interested, a lead in marketing terms, someone who's a lead for your program into an actual buyer. And then there's often upsells or downsells or things that people can purchase. And then you launch again. So that's repeat buyers. So launches are funnels and you can actually create funnels from launches.
Actually, every time I do a launch, I always create my launch with the idea that I'm going to turn it into an evergreen funnel every single time. I don't even do launches that aren't like that.
I love it. How's that working for you?
Fantastic. It works so good. I'm about to do another one, but like and that's every time I do one, that's what I'm thinking about is how am I going to reuse it?
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's so good. So let's go into why do you want a funnel in the first place? And we've kind of already touched on this, but specifically.
I mean, the super easy one is that you won't burn out yourself or your audience if you have a funnel that's always running in the background and you're not just constantly having to drum up interest.
Yeah. And for burning out audience, what Robin's really meaning there is if you launched multiple times in 2022 and you weren't really actively list building in between, then you probably got to the end of 2022 and your launches may have gotten less and less people actually purchasing from you. And you might even be thinking, oh, I don't think my people want to buy from me anymore. Like, that's a good sign. You should actually have a funnel in place so that you can be building your list. You can be creating more buyers in between launches or replace launches. And also go ahead.
Well, another symptom of that I see a lot of people have is that they feel like they have to create new products in order to sell anything. Yes. Because everybody's already bought the one thing and then they'll sell another course and they can't evergreen anything because they're not bringing in the new people and they literally have sold to everybody who was ever going to buy. And so that's just a constant vicious cycle of creating new products or new programs that is horrible for the business owner.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I've seen that all the time. Yeah. And another one is you want a funnel because you don't want to have to launch all the time. Yeah. And or you don't want to launch at all. But most business owners I know, they want to launch at least one of their programs consistently. Maybe that's once a year, maybe that's a few times a year. But because of their business model right now, as it is, they have to launch every single month or every single quarter just to be bringing in enough revenue to cover their expenses and to pay themselves,
and
which is exhausting.
Yeah. And I was like, so as a testimonial for why you should have a funnel, I never launched anything. And I've been in business for myself since 2015, like exclusively, right? I never launched at all because I had a funnel. I've only started launching because I've increased my goals essentially. Mm-hmm. And I think that breaks people's brains a lot when I tell them that.
Yeah. Yes.
But your business can be easy if you have really great funnels. I mean, it can be. That's why you want them.
If you are not growing your audience between launches, a funnel is a great way to do that. So you don't have to have that audience burnout. Also, if you have an evergreen course graveyard, and what I mean by that is I've met so many business owners where they're like, oh yeah, I created an evergreen course so that people can buy from me all the time. Like, who wouldn't want that? Like, you have a course that's on your website that people are just buying all the time. It's this passive income. And then you create it and then no one buys unless you're actively promoting it. So it's like this page on your website that no one visits. And maybe you get like one sale a month or less. But it's not enough to actually, like, you still have to be doing other things in your business. So a funnel is a way to prevent a graveyard and actually have people consistently looking and buying your courses.
And I would say that there are a lot of entrepreneurs that we both worked with that have this. And in specifically related to the challenge that you have coming up, this is a perfect thing, I think, to make the focus of your funnel.
I 100% agree. Like, if you have something that you're like, oh my God, this is such a good course, but no one buys it. And I don't, like, I'm bored of launching it. Or like, the whole point of this was to be passive income. Bring that to build a funnel in a week. Like, that can be the core offer that you're focusing on for building a funnel around. Great point. And the last one is if you're wanting to get off of social media or not have to be in this constant content creation hamster wheel with social media, I know 7- and 8-figure businesses that they have a funnel or multiple funnels in place, and they're only using social media in the sense that they're running ads. So they have their social media accounts just to run ads into their funnel to sell their programs.
And I kind of have a social media example for that, if that has to do with a podcast. You mean talk about it now or save it for later for when we get to examples?
Sure, go for it. Let's do it now.
So yeah, so I have a podcast and my podcast is a funnel, but the reason that I think I might love social media is because my main funnel turns into a blog post, an email, and all of my social media content. So my social media content is created from that one core thing and I just put it everywhere and it makes my life so much easier. So I think that's probably the reason that I like social media more than a lot of people is because I'm maximizing my one funnel as much as humanly possible.
And yeah, that'll have to be another podcast for another day. Okay. So funnels do not have to be complicated or scary. I think we've given some good examples of how simple a funnel could be. And what we'll be setting up within Funnel in a Week is we were breaking it down into stuff that you probably already have, or that we can improve upon, or you might need to, based on what we talk about within the 8-day event, you might need to like change in some more or some better fitting offers in there. But it's very common to start with a lead magnet as the front of your funnel, and a lead magnet being this free offer that people are exchanging their email address to get access to, leading that to an entry-level offer. And this is a lower priced offer that has direct relation to whatever the core offer is for your funnel. And we usually set up funnels backwards of like, what is the end result you want to get people to? What is the core offer you want people to purchase? And creating your entry level offer and your lead magnet based off of that. And if you've run a launch, you hopefully have those pieces in place because you were thinking like that. I mean, that would be a good big mistake that I see people do is they run lead magnets all the time, but they have nothing to do with the offer they're about to launch.
I see that a lot too.
Yeah. Like, oh, you haven't built the right audience because your lead magnet is completely irrelevant or not a perfect fit for your core offer. But basically your lead magnet that leads to an entry level offer. It's great to think of things that are, what is something that is between $1 and $99. That's an easy yes, just to get them into your ecosystem. And then that leads to your core offer. And that can be upsells in between. We can set up the tech that this is literally one page after another that people are just adding to cart, that type of thing. Or it can be a longer, more extended thing where the lead magnet creates emails that leads to the entry level offer that you send more emails for that leads to the core offer. And I see you nodding, Robin. So I'm curious what you have to add in here.
Oh yeah. No, the adding on to cart, I forget that's more of an advanced technique of part of my funnel but I do that. So I have a freebie. They see that I know what I'm talking about. They make the first purchase. There's an add-on and then there's an upsell after that. And so my freebie can turn into a total of like between $35 sale and $350 sale.
Yeah. And we're going to go through like literally what types of pages we have. So we'll get more in detail with that in a second, because before that, I want to make sure that we mention and address that funnels aren't sleazy, or I mean, they totally can be,
don't be
but
that
yours
person.
Does not have to be.
Yes. Yeah, don't be that person, because it's the whole purpose of it is for you to build a really great relationship with your ideal clients. And you don't do that by immediately bait and switching, right? Like you want to give them something that you're happy to give them, that you're excited to give them. Like that feeling when you've bought the perfect Christmas present for somebody and you know you just cannot wait for them to open it because they're going to be so delighted. Like that's what I want all of my funnels to feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think you've told me that with you, one of your free workshops, I'll let you tell that.
Oh yeah. Like I want everybody who finds it to be able to do the foundations of what I teach my clients without ever having to pay me, because I think it's that important that I literally want it to be something that everybody has access to. And so I am delighted and excited to point people to it and be like, here's, these delicious cookies that I made for you. They're going to change your life. Please enjoy.
Well, and this is such a good point of a hack. Let's call it a hack for not being sleazy with your funnel is only promoting things that you absolutely love and you're so excited about. So if every piece of your funnel is something that you're just so excited to share with people and feels like such a gift to give your people and the world, then it's just not going to be sleazy. And also a part of that is using platforms that you love. Cause as Robin said, she loves social media. Other people don't. So the people who don't like using social media, you don't have to use social media with your funnel, you know?
For sure. Because you won't do it. Like if you hate it, then you're just not going to do it. And you're going to make all the excuses and then your funnel's not going to work. And so you should find the platform that you want to create and sell on or offer your Christmas gift on.
your Christmas cookies.
Yeah, right. Where do you want to distribute cookies? You're the Girl Scouts. Where are you going? What doors are you knocking on?
You might be like triggering people who have like Girl Scout memories. Oh. I was never a Girl Scout, but I like always looked at them being like, this literally looks like a nightmare.
Yes, but I also know that the people who love Girl Scout cookies, they get excited when their dealer shows up.
Yeah.
You know? And there's like people who hunt down who's going to have the biggest. I mean, it's a whole thing. And
I actually know that.
Oh yeah. Well, cause I was a teacher for a really long time. So all the kids, right. And all the teachers were like, okay, who's going to hit me first? Where am I getting my Samoans? I even know what the cookie names are because of how many people around me loved that particular funnel.
The Girl Scout funnel.
I'm not even kidding. I am not even kidding. And you need to be just as excited as those Girl Scouts were about your funnel.
Perfect. Okay. So let's talk about biggest mistakes around funnels. The first one, of course, being not having one.
Yes, please. Except fix that.
Fix that.
By joining the 8-day challenge, like right now.
Well, I mean, like realizing that you already have a funnel, it's just, is it a good one?
Which leads us to our next
love, right? And that's working, right?
I mean, I think we should spend some time on a good one because we kind of breezed past it already, but I see so many coaches and entrepreneurs of all flavors who spend money on Facebook ads to promote a thing that they had, like they had created something that they could, and it may have zero to do with what they actually are offering people, but because it's created, they've made an ad for it. And the people that would be attracted to it aren't the right people. And so their list gets bigger, like their list grows, but it's full of people who are never going to buy from them because they weren't intentional about the creation of the lead magnet and the funnel.
I mean, okay. So this is also a what to think about when coming in to build a funnel in a week. Yes, you might have this evergreen course graveyard, but it might need culling because if you have a bunch of courses that are irrelevant to your larger business ecosystem of what you're actually excited about selling now, you might not want to build funnels for them.
Mm-mm. Yes. And just because you have it doesn't mean you should use it. Like I have lots of clothes that I shouldn't be wearing, right? Like they should be donated. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But there are a lot, but business owners, especially when you're an entrepreneur, people just are like, but I made it. I want to sell it. Yeah. Right. That's, and again, like I'm going to use a food analogy. Just because it's on your plate doesn't mean you need to eat it.
Yes. Okay. So another big mistake I see is, let's say you have a funnel or a lead magnet set up or a way for people to join your email list or join your business ecosystem. I'm just using that term over and over again because I don't have a better one. And then you're not nurturing people after they join. So you want to think about when you set up a funnel, how can I nurture people after they actually join?
And the answer is not only talking to them when you're selling to them. That is not the right answer.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That feels like a more launch related topic, but absolutely. Are you only emailing your list when you're launching? It's like, you're being the friend that only calls this one friend when you're asking money from them.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't be that person. Like nurturing, I think people get a little tripped up on nurturing. Like it can be super easy. You could just be emailing your list every week and saying nice things to them and giving them like, I don't know, if more cookies every week. Just something nice that you're just talking to them like humans that you want to have a relationship with instead of like marks on the street that you're trying to con, right? Like, don't do that. Don't be that person.
Yeah. I mean, and the other side of this is nurturing can be selling.
Oh, like, yeah, always.
You could just be selling all the time to your list, and that would be nurturing. It's just the bad side is like you only show up during a launch and you're like gone and you never come back. So yeah. I'll just throw that out there because I know a lot of, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, yeah, when I say, but okay, but there's a difference between you're like, hey, I have this other really cool thing that you might be interested in that you mentioned in all of your emails versus what we mostly think of as a launch series, right? Mm-hmm. Where you're like hardcore selling. So most of the time I mention one of my free funnels or one of my low cost funnels in my email, because I know that I have new people joining my list all the time who don't know about it and who would totally benefit from it. But that's not the focus of the email. And during a launch, your focus is sales. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I'm not taking away all of your CTAs, but you do actually need to talk to the people.
Consistently. Yes. Yeah. Another big mistake is people will look too short term. And what that means is if you have, let's say, a 14-day funnel set up, which you could do, you could set up right now. You could have already set up where someone joins the list, you send them a series of emails and they purchase this thing, and then you send them another series of emails. But oh my gosh, no one's purchasing, or very small percentage of people are purchasing during that 14 days. That doesn't mean that the funnel has failed. It just means you're looking too short term. Very often people won't buy from you for 6 months or a year, but that doesn't mean the funnel at the beginning of it failed. I think you have an example for this, Robin.
Oh, I have a great example for this. So I've had a free retrograde calendar that I've been offering for 5 years. And I have had people on my list for that entire 5 years that only made a purchase for me in the past year. They always get my new free reach, or like they always re-up for the free thing, right? And they are open to my emails, but they didn't spend any money with me. But then they spent a significant amount of money with me when I made an offer that they were interested in, because they knew me and they had known me for so long that when I asked for even more money, like a $1,000 investment, say, as opposed to a $30 investment, they were like, yes, take my money. Please.
Yeah. And I mean, this is an interesting one because it can point to our use of our personal energy and our business's energy, in the sense that you could have probably gotten a sale from them sooner if you had tweaked some things earlier on, but that wasn't a priority from you. And it still was beautiful. Like, I have a client right now who we have an ad funnel for her to, for a lead magnet to get people onto her list. And we've found that on average, it takes people 12 to 18 months to buy her $2,500 core offer. And we could absolutely change the funnel and optimize it and get people buying sooner. I have no doubt about that, but that's not a priority for her. I've asked her, I've like pitched her ideas and she just doesn't give a fuck.
That's kind of how I was.
Okay. And that's okay. You know?
But I mean, but that's the thing, right? Like, that's exactly what you were saying, is like, you're thinking too short term if you're trying to get the sale. That's like graspy, needy kind of energy where it needs to happen right now. And when I decide to make a sale, that's not how I want to, I don't know. Like, that's just not how I want to do it.
Yeah. Versus me, for the funnel I have right now, I love tweaking things. I love like looking at the data and looking at the numbers. And it's like a fun, this one little funnel I have right now, it's been really fun to tweak and optimize because I'm having fun with it. And that's like a fun little project for me. And it is about you as a person. It's about your priorities. It's about where you want to be spending your energy. And there's neither way is wrong.
I 100% agree.
Okay.
But that's also not, I just want to go back to that point though, but that's still not you being short-term. That's still you having a long-term goal. Your long-term goal is just tweaking and optimizing. And
yeah.
And so, I mean, that's still thinking beyond, I'm creating this thing and then I'm forgetting it.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So another big mistake is quality of leads, which we've kind of touched on.
But we should do it again because... Yeah. I have strong thoughts. Y'all can't see Sam, but she's like, take it away. Cause I do have strong thoughts about this. I work with a lot of entrepreneurs, And before they get to me, they sometimes will go through a bunch of like as they try to build their business. And the thing most new entrepreneurs do is try to build their list through Facebook ads or LinkedIn ads. And they'll be doing it, like we said before, with a funnel, with a lead magnet that has really, that wasn't a lot of thought. It was something they had created for something else. And they decided to use that as their lead magnet. And the leads that they get are just so poor quality that yes, they grow their list, even potentially very significantly. And then they made no sales, not because they were looking too short term, but because they didn't get the right people in. It would be like me. So I'm an astrologer. Like that's the first part of my title when I meet somebody and they ask me what I do. And so I'm not selling to conservative Christians, right? Like I don't want to make an offer. I don't want to have a lead magnet that is targeting Christian moms who want Orthodox lessons for their kids, right? Like I could probably do that because I'm a mom. I'm a stay at home. I mean, I'm a full-time mom as well. And I homeschool. I could easily make resources that would get me a lot of people and they would never buy my poor offer.
Yeah. I mean, I see this so many times from running ads for people of they're looking at the wrong metric in the ad, because a lot of people are like, oh, what is my cheapest cost per opt-in? So what is the cheapest amount I could spend to get someone new on my email list, when what actually matters is the cost per purchase, which is a few steps later, right? Because you can be building an email list of people in India that are never gonna, dudes in India, when you work with like women in Canada, and it's just that cost per opt-in is going to be way lower just because of the placement and the market there versus who will actually buy. So like these people over here are never going to buy your $5,000 coaching program.
No.
But maybe the cost per opt-in for women in Canada is 20 times more, but it doesn't matter. Yeah.
So many people don't have a functioning funnel, right? Like they have a lead magnet that has nothing attached to it. They don't have a plan for it. They don't know where it's going. They're just grabbing those people. They have no plan at all. And they're paying for Facebook ads. And I would consider that a huge mistake. Like, please don't.
Oh my God. This is my husband. I've actually trained him since then. It's okay. Been a process, but he was like, let's run Facebook ads let's boost this Instagram post. And I'm like, you're not offering anything. Why would we spend money to boost this Instagram post? That makes no sense at all. And he's like, finally gotten it after like a year or two of me being like, no, we're not going to.
And I see it all the time. They're like, well, I'm going to get more Instagram followers. I'm like, no.
It's totally fine to boost posts. It's totally fine to run ads. But if you have nowhere for them to go,
yes,
or like the place that they go doesn't make sense for your business, it's just like, I don't know. It seems like a waste of money to me.
It seems that way. It's people focusing on the wrong number again. It's people focusing on their follower account or their email account. Like bigger is better, when that's not true. Like it matters how they use it. You know, I mean.
Yeah. I like to think about metrics in launches and in funnels as like, what are the leverage points we can be looking at? Cause I'm going to have a lovely visual inside funnel in a week of like what this looks like, but I'm going to try and like describe it right here in this audio format. But if you can think of like, okay, leads coming into your business or like the amount of views on something, that's a leverage point. You can affect that number, but then the number of people converting on your opt-in page, that conversion rate, there's another leverage point that you can be looking at and affecting. Email open rates after they opt in, that's another leverage point. Click-through rates to your sales page, another leverage point. Conversion rate of your sales page, another leverage point. Conversion rate of your checkout page, another. There's all of these points where you can look at numbers and they will affect your final, the number of sales. And so many people are just not paying attention to all the different places that you can improve. And some people might like, that might sound overwhelming, but when I hear that, I'm like, wow, you have so much control here.
Well, and I mean, and also you can, how do I say this? I don't do any of that because numbers overwhelm me. I'm one of those people. Right. Mm-hmm. And I have a successful business, and mm-hmm. when I'm ready to, what I'll do is I'll hire somebody to do that for me. I'll be like, I need you to come in and look at the numbers and tell me how to tweak these things so that I get even more. But that's the thing, right? Like that would be me optimizing a funnel that I already know works and already converts, and then just turning up the dial so that I get even better results. And then I start running Facebook ads to it. So that's like, but so many people want to start with, let me get Facebook ads and not have it. It's the opposite way. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to start there, but that I think everybody's goal should be to get to what you just said.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry, we'll have a spreadsheet for that in Funnel in a Week, which you can choose to look at or not. And the final big mistake I see people with funnels is having a low quality funnel in the sense of, oh, it's a free thing, so it doesn't have to be good. They're not paying for it, or they're only paying $5 for this, so it doesn't have to be good. I very intentionally, and of course this has to do with my ideal avatar, but I very intentionally create really beautiful free things and low price things and very high quality things because that matters to my people. It really does matter to my people. And of course you don't want to be giving people low value stuff. Like maybe the visuals doesn't matter to your people. Fine. But the actual value that they get, it needs to be 10x, 100x what they're actually spending with you. That will improve your funnel, the conversion rate of your funnel so much.
And the way that I know that I have successfully done that is when I get thank you emails, DMs, all these things for my free stuff. They're like, I can't believe that you gave me this for free, or that this was only X amount. And then they want to buy from me again and again and again.
Yeah,
because they know that that's what's going to happen.
And if you look at the data, the marketing data, the easiest way to make sales is through word of mouth. Mm-hmm. So people hearing things from their friends and family, like, oh my God, listen to this podcast. Oh my God, did you see this thing that this person's doing? That is the most effective type of marketing. And how you get that is creating things that are insanely high value.
That's how I got to my first 6K almost exclusively. Not 6K, six figures was word of mouth.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, it is a big difference. My first six figures was almost exclusively people telling their friends and the people that they know how, like, you have to go check out this thing that she's done. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I love that. I love it. It makes me warm and fuzzy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just do it from the start. And yes, there is some mindset stuff in there. If you're a woman, you most likely have imposter syndrome, or like you think negative things about yourself because of the society that we're in. So it's really common to be like, oh, but it's not that good, when it is actually really good. So there is this mindset element when we're thinking of value and quality. Do you agree there, Robin?
I do. I completely agree. And I also think that even more important than how pretty it is, or I don't know, all the other stuff, is that it's your voice is what matters. And this is just me nerding out on astrology, but there's literally nobody else like you. And I can say that with 100% confidence, because I know that all the charts are so incredibly different, and you could be doing the exact same business for the exact same clientele with the exact same training, and the way that you say it is going to be completely different, and it's going to hit people differently, and you're going to affect different lives. And so don't compare yourself to anybody else, because your people need you. They don't need the person that you think you're like.
Yes. Okay. So it's time for us to share our stories of our funnels, because I want to give you some tangible things to that. I guess it's not tangible, but what's the right word here? I want to give you a really clear picture of what a funnel can look like, so you can start thinking of what this will look like for you. So Robin, I'd love for you to chat about your calendar funnel.
Okay. So my main calendar funnel is a free retrograde calendar. And I talk about it I talk about my calendar in a bunch of different places, but the free retrograde calendar is how it starts. And people download it. There's a nurture sequence that's the welcome email and then a follow-up email.
And this is like a digital calendar that people can add to their
Google or Apple calendar or whatever. And
So it's not a physical calendar.
No, yeah, it's not a physical calendar. And the reason that it is my lead magnet is because the thing that I'm selling to them next is another digital calendar. And so mm-hmm. I want to show proof of concept that, I can execute that well. And also that it's something that they enjoy before they, mm-hmm. before I ask them for a sale. And so they get the free calendar. They get a welcome email that's, you know, very nice. Then a couple of days later, they say, hey, if you like this, you should check out this other one that does even more. And mm-hmm. they go to that sales page, having already been warmed up, right? Like they already know that they like it. They already know that it's a cool thing. They hit the sales page. They're like, yes, I want it. Oh my gosh, that's an amazing price. Because this is, I mean, I have it priced about half of what anybody else who's even doing anything comparable to it has theirs priced for. And then this is all part of the funnel. So then there's the one price, $35. Or 36 or 30, I don't know what it is right now, but it's the one price. And then there's an upsell if you want even more added to your calendar, because not everybody does, but some people do. And then there's an additional price there. And then they purchase. And then the next part of the funnel is an upsell page. And that's an offer to do a one-on-one astrology reading for me with me for $100 less than you can get anywhere else. And I say that on the page, like this is a one-time offer. I literally don't offer it anywhere else. And it converts. I mean, I would say it converts enough that I keep it there. So that's the entire funnel. And my nurture is that I send out weekly emails that add more value and more information about the astrology and give them more details about the transits that they're looking at in their calendar. And I get repeat customers year after year. And to the point that if I put it out late, I'm not even kidding when I say I get emails like, when are you going to sell me my next calendar? Like, when am I getting it? And they get really upset with me if I don't have it ready in time. So, and I've been doing that funnel for, what was it, 5 years now?
Mm-hmm. And so if I'm hearing this right, you have a lead magnet, like an opt-in page to a thank you page, not an upsell page, right?
Correct.
Okay. So you have the opt-in page that promotes your retrograde calendar, which is a digital calendar. And then they get a thank you page. And then they're automatically sent a series of emails that introduces yourself, gives some value, and promotes your standard digital astrology calendar. So then you have your sales page for your digital astrology calendar. And then is it like an order bump on the checkout page? With a lot of online carts, I know Robin and I both use Kajabi, but so in Kajabi, there's an option on the checkout page to add an order bump, which if you've ever seen a checkout page with a little checkbox to add something else to your order, that's what an order bump is. So you're giving them a way for people who want more details and more elements on their digital calendar to add that to it too. Mm-hmm. So sales page, checkout page, and then an upsell page where you invite people to purchase a one-on-one reading with you. Yeah.
Yes. For a substantial discount. And so that they know that there's, mm-hmm. it's a sense of urgency.
Mm-hmm. And I know you've run ads to it in the past and you don't anymore. So right now you just have it as a call to action in your emails that you send out on a weekly basis.
Yeah. It's in the podcast. It's in the email. I have the retrograde calendar on my Instagram profile as a freebie that they can get. Mm-hmm. And it's on the sales page as well. Like it's on the sales page and on my homepage. So if people find it and it's, you know, like a pop-up window or in line.
You know how many people on average will opt into your retrograde calendar and then buy?
I don't, because I do not do numbers the way that you do. I thought you were going to ask me how many people join. I would say I probably get.
Oh yeah. No, I was just, if you knew that number, I was going to have you tell me. So how many have, what's the number you do know?
I think I probably get 10 people a week that join my list. Mm-hmm. And my retention's pretty good. I don't lose a lot of people with my weekly mm-hmm. emails, so that they're. And then I would say I'm getting a sale a day on average, one or two calendar sales almost every day.
That's so fun.
It is so fun. I mean,
yeah. So like for something that you just have going all the time, it's list building, and then you're getting about $1,000 a month in those calendar sales plus the upsell. And do you know about how many people a month are booking calls with you from that upsell?
I only added that recently. So that was one of the tweaks I made because I didn't have an upsell for it. And I think I've had maybe one a month.
That's great. On that
specifically. Yeah. I'm averaging the one $35 sale. So I actually have two options. There's a 35 one-year there's like a, it's actually a little bit more than that, but there's like a $30-something 1 year calendar, and you can buy 2 years at a time for a discount. That's on the sales page, and they can go either way. And I would say about half the people who hit my page purchase the 2 year option. And so when I'm averaging all of that in, it's like me averaging the amount.
So you're doing like $1,500 a month for something that is just going in the background all the time of your business.
And love it. And sometimes significantly more than that, like around the beginning of the year.
Yeah, no doubt. And then you, the other funnel that you have is your membership funnel, which is new.
Yes.
But it's already working.
And it blows my mind all the time. So yeah, I'll just, I probably get on average 2 or 3 members. I say, well,
no, maybe start with the numbers, start with how it's set up.
Okay. So I do have a membership, and I launched it with a webinar to introduce.
3 months ago that you launched it?
Is that right? It was in October.
Yeah.
And I launched it with a webinar, and I promoted it to my list, and I promoted it to my Instagram. And as soon as the webinar was over, I turned it into an evergreen funnel. Like within 24 hours, it was on my website as free workshop, and people go through the exact same process. But the process is they hit it, they give me their email address, they get the video, and they get this gorgeous PDF that, and a bunch of other freebies that teaches them how to work with the moon in a really powerful, easy way that you don't have to learn astrology to see results in. And then the upsell is, if you want to work with me on a one-on-one, you know, weekly basis in a group format and get to learn even more astrology, you join my membership. And I would say, I mean, I don't even know where the sales come from, because it works really well. You know, like people hit my website and they say free workshop and they sign up for it probably as often, if not more often, than they sign up for the free retrograde calendar. And then they purchase.
Are you promoting it on your podcast? Evergreen is just literally on your website.
It's literally on my website. And I would say in the last 3 months, I've maybe mentioned it 4 times on either the podcast or my email list, because I've just had so much other work in the background going on that I haven't been focused on it. But it's actually my quarter one focus is to create another funnel for it and to start promoting that one, and to like start refining it in the same way that I did my calendar stuff. And so that's just a background thing. And I'm getting, I would say about a sale a week.
That's so amazing.
Funnels are flipping amazing. Everybody should have one.
Oh, I love that so much. I didn't know that you were already, you had texted me a screenshot on the day that you first got the first sale of someone who joined the masterclass, and then that same day had a $1,000 sale of the amount, but I didn't know you were getting a sale a week. That's amazing.
Yeah. And that's with me. So this is what I'm saying. Like, yes, I want to eventually optimize all of those steps, because I have not, because I am definitely one of those people that done is better than perfect.
Oh, and for so, sure. I am 100% that too.
Well, but I think
that's why we're doing a funnel in a week. It's not going to be perfect.
It's not. And you can still make a lot of money on it. And so all the people who are like, oh, I can't do the statistics, or that, I don't know how to do that tech part, that sounds really scary. It doesn't matter. You don't have to do that part. You need to make a really quality product and then just make it available. And I mean, I'm not even promoting. I'm not, there are no ads, there are no nothing to any of my stuff right now. Haven't been for over a year.
And I mean, that's why we're doing build a funnel in a week. Like you, it's not going to be perfect. There's no way it's going to be perfect in a week. However, as soon as you get it launched and up in the public, you are immediately able to start gathering data.
Yep.
Which is so powerful, right? It's like, oh, you could immediately start getting one sale a week, or maybe you don't. And you're like, okay, where are people dropping off? Where is this not working? Yeah. Which you could never do if it's not set up. So I'm just so excited about it.
I am too. Actually, I'm thinking I might just do the challenge and do my next funnel.
Oh my gosh, you need to. Yeah. Oh, that'd be so fun. I love that idea. Yes.
Because that's me having multiple funnels to the same exact product, but they're going to be I'm even going to target harder the people who went through my first workshop and who liked it, but haven't joined. I'm like, hey, I've got another thing if you want to like come play with me a little bit.
Yes.
I'm excited about it. I have so many like, and that's the, so, but like, please build with intention. That's all I'm going to say again and again and again. It's just, if you build with intention, then you don't have to do a bunch of stuff later.
an intention, you mean like make sure that you are creating things that lead to where you want them to go.
Well, yeah. And if you're going to do a lot, like if you're going to do something that's a workshop, plan it so that you can make it an evergreen workshop that's a funnel forever for you after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe we'll have a bonus and funnel in a week where Robin tells us how she planned her webinar so that it could be evergreened afterwards. Okay. So we're going to come back with another podcast episode on how exactly Robin did that, because I completely forgot that I taught her how. Like, oh, wow. This was, you just completely followed my process. Excellent. Okay. Moving on.
It's almost like you're an expert at what you do and people should listen to
you. So much so that I forget. So I wanted to share my funnel that I have going right now. That's been really fun. The funnel that we've been running for Dirty Alchemy for the past 2 months now, it's been 2 full months of running it, which we converted a lead magnet that I had running for a few months and not running ads to, just had it promoting it on social media, promoting it on Instagram, which you've heard about on the podcast if you're a podcast listener, which is the 5 secrets of a spellbinding sales page. So I converted that into what's called a self-liquidating offer, which is the concept of it's going to be, we're going to charge for it and run ads to it, and the sales from selling it are going to pay for the ads. I think that explanation makes sense. Yeah, I see Robin nodding. And so we changed the and it's an amazing, amazing lead magnet. It was already something that was worth paying for, and we converted it instead of having it for free, we now sell it for $25. And so we just made that simple change. Like, we converted the opt-in page. We made no changes to the opt-in page other than, instead of it being this is free, it was this is $25, and all the buttons go to a checkout page. I added in a order bump on the checkout page for they can check the box if they want to spend an extra $25 to get our exact sales page template. So the guide teaches people about how to, the elements of a sales page to include. And the order bump is, do you want like straight up plug and play template for filling out a spellbinding sales page? And about 50% of people will choose to add that on. And then the upsell off of that is our copy bundle, which a copywriting bundle, which is a series of trainings and a ridiculous amount of templates that we use with agency clients. So like lead magnet templates and thank you page templates and nurture sequence templates and like all these things. So the copywriting bundle, which is usually $500 as an upsell, which is an immediate upsell directly as that thank you page, for $300 instead, or $297. So I set all of that up and then started running ads to it. I also have it in my Instagram link tree. We added as a commercial to the podcast. You might've noticed it on the podcast where I just have like a little 30-second commercial that's inserted in some of the podcasts now. And that was how we hit the ground running and started getting sales, I think 2 weeks in. So I literally was spending money on ads for 2 weeks. And it wasn't that much of a spend. I think it was like $25 a day because I wanted to gather data. And then sales started to come in with no tweaks. I did not make any changes. Just sales started to come in after that point. As someone who runs ads, I have a strong feeling it's because the pixel needs to learn things. I've like learned who to show it to. So it was like 100% on Facebook side. And then I started making changes. So I was like, I don't think that this was an opt-in page that we made no changes to. So then we went through and used our sales page template, made an actual sales page for it. We added a bunch of bonuses. So in addition to the actual guide, you get a sacral chakra activation and journal prompts and like another meditation. So we added a bunch of bonuses and didn't increase the price. So we made the offer even juicier. I changed the upsell page to include a video, a sales video of me, and we changed some copy on there. And it has done exactly what I wanted, which is to pay for itself. Some weeks it makes more money than I spend on ads, but on average, we're making the same amount of money as we're spending on ads. I'm sure I could change it so that more people there's more purchases and it's making more money. But honestly, it's doing exactly what I intended, which was making it so that I'm spending $0 on ads, essentially. So I'm not really worried about it at this point. And the secondary benefit is, as soon as I launch something, I now have hundreds more buying people on my list. This is not just people coming onto my email list who opted in for a freebie. These are people who actually have already spent money with me. And if we're looking at the data, there's tons of data on this in the marketing realm that people are like, I think 80% more likely to buy from you a second time than they are to buy from you the first time. So there's so much value in having some sort of entry-level offer that makes the first sale incredibly easy for people. So I'm just really excited for the next time we actually launch our next program or online course. We're now going to have a bigger pool of buyers on the email list, not just people who are opting in for a freebie.
I love that so much. It's one of the reasons that my next funnel will be paid. I have a free one, and the next one that's going to be an even more in-depth class about a totally different technique is going to be paid, and it'll be a lower price me teaching product that'll be on my website for people. And that'll be the intermediary step between the free one, and it'll just go into my actual pipeline, my other funnel.
So the thing that makes me so excited, because I've primarily done higher end offers, agency work, super high end, like super high priced, mastermind program, online courses, they've all been either $2,000 or more, which is a lot of money for people, right?
Yeah.
Where you, Robin, you've had lower end things. So you just get a higher volume of sales. Yeah. And one of the benefits that I did not realize would happen until it started happening was I now get emails every single day of people, because I have it set up in Kajabi that it emails me every time someone buys. So I get an email in my inbox every day, or multiple emails a day, of saying, congratulations, you now have a new buyer of the five blah, 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 blah. And it's such a dopamine hit.
It really is. It's one of my favorite things. I love it. I love it. Every time I get the email, I'm like, oh.
It's like, it's $25. It's like one, a fraction of what other sales are, but there's something about it that it's just like, every time I'm like, it's fucking working, it's working.
Well, and I think even more valuable than that is it's getting you more high qualified leads for the other stuff.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So reminder for everyone is you don't have to have a funnel for everything. Don't let that stop you. If you're like, well, I have 10 different courses, I now need a funnel for every single one. Like, please don't use this podcast as an excuse to not set up one thing.
Yeah.
The whole point of this podcast is inspire you and get you starting to think about what is the one thing you want to have as your core offer within your funnel to bring into Build a Funnel in a Week.
Yep. You don't need to build a funnel for everything. You do need to build one funnel for one thing.
Yes. And something me and Robin were chatting about before we hit record was the very beautiful idea right now in the online business space of only work 3 days a week, have a super spacious schedule. Like, you shouldn't be hustling, which is a great concept. However,
yeah, I mean, I have strong feelings about this. So she's pointing to me. Yes. And you need to work to get to that, right? Like, it's not you start your business and poof, that's what you have. And the challenge, the 8-day challenge to build a funnel, it's not going to be easy, right? But it's going to be so good. And you're going to have such a tangible result at the end of it that it's going to be worth it. And it's going to pay dividends on and on and on. And there are some times in your business and in your life that you just choose to be challenged and you choose to work really hard so that you do have that spaciousness later on. And I think it's just something that I love. I love those types of little sprints. I mean, that's what it's like a little sprint to get the thing that you want. And I really do think that I'm probably going to build my next funnel within that, because I'm in a space where I'm like, I have an idea and I just need to make myself sit down and do it.
Well, and it's not just you only hustle at the beginning of your business. There are periods in your business, like you can go through periods of spacious, like you you work a ton to get to a certain point, you get over that benchmark, and then there's this like element of spaciousness, but there is this needed energy input at the beginning of a new project in order to get it to the point where it can be spacious again for you. Yes. Like if you're starting a new garden plot, you need to be watering every day and changing the soil and like paying attention to it, because that little seedling needs your attention. It doesn't have the roots down yet. It doesn't have its own resilience created. But you're doing all of that work on the front end so that it can be on its own, so that you can have more spaciousness and it can grow and give bounty to you. So if you're at a point where you're like, I'm super committed to only working 10 hours a week and like this, so whatever, like, fine. I mean, this is not going to be the challenge for you probably, or I don't know if I want to say that.
I think it should be the challenge for you, even if that's what your goal is normally, because it's a 1 week period. It's mm-hmm. 1 week out of 52, and it'll change your business, especially if you don't have a lot of mm-hmm. funnels that are converting really well. Or if your list doesn't convert well for you, it's probably because you're missing one of the really important steps. And I've worked with a lot of entrepreneurs, and most of them are missing steps in their funnels.
Yeah. Yeah. And even if you don't join, like, this is just a, like, let's unshame the idea of working really hard in your business for periods of time.
Right. Right. Yeah. I think it's interesting because people think that they're doing their business wrong. Or I that's what I hear when I'm coaching. It's like, well, I'm having to work so hard, you know, and I shouldn't be doing that. And anytime you're saying should, there's a thought that's going on in your brain that is probably not being super useful. Mm-hmm. Because why shouldn't you? Is it what you want to be doing? Are you trying to get to the next level? Would you ever tell an athlete they shouldn't be exercising every day or practicing? Probably not.
Yeah. Well, and it's like the intentional hustle of I'm hustling so that I can cross the finish line and this will be up and running, and then it's smooth sailing until I'm ready to like do another little sprint.
Yeah. And what is the thing? Like, I know that that's actually language that we picked up somewhere.
It is from, sprints are from a few different areas, but oh gosh, it's been so many years.
Well, I feel like we might need to explain it, because I don't know if that's just an us shorthand thing.
So the concept comes from the startup world, specifically startup tech world, of doing these 2 week, you and your tech team are doing these 2 week sprints to get a workable version of a software out so that it can start being tested. And then you go into another 2 week sprint to improve all of the glitches in it so that you can get the next version up to have people use it to test it again. Yeah. And I think it's really a smart mindset to bring to online business in general, because if you're just like alone in your bedroom, like creating this thing for hundreds of hours and you never get it out into the world, like people might want something different from you. People might need, like, you being in this vacuum of space is not actually useful for your business. You getting shit out into the world so people can respond to it and give you feedback is significantly more valuable.
Yeah. Proof of concept matters a lot. Because I didn't know what people wanted from me until I started making offers.
Yeah.
And then they told me what they wanted more of, and I gave them more of it. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's where the funnel, like, you building your funnel is not a one and done. It's a one and done to get started, but then there's constantly, like we've already talked about, ways to improve it, but even ways to extend it. Right. Like, I didn't offer, I'm sure at some point Sam will have a whole episode about how I never made any offers to do astrology for anyone for a really long time. Right. And it was because people kept asking that became an order bump for me and or an upsell for me. And people love it when they find it. They're delighted. But I wouldn't have known that if I hadn't made my first little tiny baby funnel.
Yeah. You had such imposter syndrome about astrology for so long.
Well, and I didn't know. Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Okay, guys. I hope you had fun with us in this episode. I had fun making it.
I had a lot of fun. I always have fun with you. I mean, you sold me on the coming to the workshop already. And
I know. I mean, should I be offended that you weren't already signed up? No.
No, you should not be offended that I wasn't already signed up. You should this is a perfect example of why you keep talking about your funnels, is because you have to say it a bunch of different times in a bunch of different ways before people are going to want to take you up on your offer.
Yeah. So I hope you guys are all signed up for Build a Funnel in a Week. You can go to the show notes to sign up, or go to my link in bio to sign up, or go to learn.thedirtyalchemy.com/FIW to sign up. And it starts February 8th through 15th, and you'll get an email. It's not something where you have to like schedule time for a live video every day or show up. You'll be getting an email from me and my team every single day with assignments, with templates, with some days you'll get very distilled short video trainings. I'm not someone who, I do really like to distill things down to as short as possible, so you're not spending a bunch of hours watching things. We'll have a pop-up Facebook group February 8th through 15th. There'll be one live Q&A call where you can get all your questions answered. If you can't make it live, or you're like, 8 days is not enough time for me, you'll have access to everything for 30 days. So you can give yourself more spaciousness to get it done if that week is not a good week for you. But yeah, I mean, in all transparency, this is going to become a funnel for me. Funnel in a Week is going to become a funnel for Dirty Alchemy. And it'll probably be something that people will have to pay for. It's not going to be live again. So right now is the absolute best time to sign up for it, because it is free. It is live. You're going to get real time feedback from me and my team on all of it. So can't wait to see you in there. Do you have any final comments, Robin?
I hope everybody comes and joins and we all get to hang out and talk about funnels. It's going to be fun.
It's fun with funnels.
Yeah, right?
Maybe that's going to be the name of this podcast episode.
I mean, it really should be, because you and I both actually think funnels are fun, which is why we do them, right? And I think that a lot of times people think they're scary, or they're hard, or they're complicated, or it's too much. And if that one little mindset tweak was like, how much fun can this be for me? Mm-hmm. For sure. And you're even giving them a supportive little community pod for them to have fun with other people like them. I mean, if you're listening to this and you haven't signed up, please stop listening right now and go sign up.
No, I know that this episode is extremely valuable, whether or not you sign up for it. Go back and listen to, you can in slower time, the exact funnels that we have set up. For more info, go check out our funnels. You can find those pages and actually look at how we've set them up. There's this concept you may or may not have heard about of funnel hacking. And I'm absolutely someone, I love looking at other people's emails. I love looking at other people's pages. I have this like swipe file in my Google Drive of screenshots of other people's pages and sales that I've been doing for a decade now. Like I have a decade worth of other people. It's called a swipe file.
And yeah, examples. It's just
examples and inspiration. It's something where if you feel stuck, you get to go look. So like go check ours out and get inspired by our funnels right now. And
that's another fun thing to do with funnels. I love trying to figure out how somebody is, what their funnel is, and like figuring out all the steps. Or like where the opening for their funnels are. I find that endlessly fascinating. And I can almost always spot it in an email or a podcast. I'm like, oh, I know you're about to launch. I can tell.
And let me throw in here. It like the point of that is not to copy other people's work.
Oh, no.
The point of it is to better understand how marketing psychology works. What is really juicy for you? It's a way to get inspired and excited about new ideas for your own business. We're never copying other people's work. It's unethical, and also it won't serve you, because your unique version of the underlying strategy beneath it is going to be your best way to go.
Just had to throw that in there. For sure.
Okay, come have fun with funnels with us, you guys.
Yes.